弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴有一次再一次能够在这个地方跟大家分享神的话。
I'm glad to be here to share with you the word of God.
这个现在是一个新的学期的开始。
This is the beginning of the new quarter.
所以呢我就顺便做一点广告。
So I will make a small announcement.
这个我们接下来主日学呢很快我们的这个小先知书就要结束了。
We'll be soon terminating the series of minor prophets.
然后接下来我们会进到这个保回到新约的保罗书信。
And we will go back to the episodes of Paul.
希望大家这个能够踊跃参加。
And I hope you will actively participate.
同时呢因为现在有很多新生这个来到 Santa Barbara。
Also, there are many new students coming to Santa Barbara.
我们下礼拜六会有一个在海边 barbecue 的迎新活动。
So we will host a welcome barbecue party on Glitter Beach.
希望大家也能够不但是邀请朋友参加，我们也希望我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹能够跟这些学生能有一些这个交往认识的机会。
Everyone is welcome to come, and I hope everyone can make friends with these new students.
另外一个要做广告的是关于我们教会座位的安排。
And also, I'd like to say something about the seating.
这个今天这个 Cam 长老这个有事出城不在。
Today, Elder Cam is out of town.
然后呢，我走进来的时候，因为今天我当讲员，所以我在想说，我应该是我坐第一排还是坐第二排？
So when I come in, I was hesitating to sit in the first row or the second row.
你知道我们人是这个习惯的动物啊。
We know that men are subject to their habits.
所以我挣扎半天，我应该坐第一排、第二排，最后我还是坐到第二排上面。
And at last, I decided to sit in the second row.
可是以后呢，这个如果我不在 ，Ken 不在，将来这个前面的座位总得有人坐嘛，是不是啊
？And later, when Cam and I are absent, someone has to.Sitting in the front.
希望我们养成习惯，有机会开始练习坐前面的位置。
I hope you will start growing the habit of sitting in the front.
我们接下来要开始回到我平常讲，我最近是跟这个跟着这个雅各书在讲。
You know that I have been preaching on the book of James.
所以我们今天开始要讲的部分是第三章前面半段十一第一到第十二节。
And today I'm going to share about the first half of the chapter three.
我因为在预备的时候有点匆忙，所以今天的很多的这个slides 里面呢没有英文的部分。
My preparation was a little hasty, so my slides don't have English translation.
所以如果你们只看英文的话，非常抱歉，我们会尽量放慢，然后翻译可以告诉你们我们现在这个讲的内容。
So if we want to catch up in English, the translation can slow down for you to catch up.
Okay. 所以呢我们是有这样子的一个故事。
So I will start by telling you a story.
所以有一个这个医院的这个主任这个主任的医生带着实习的医生去巡访。
So one day there is this chief physician lead an intern to look at all the patients.
哎呀，一个病人看见了就发很多的牢骚。
One of those patients complain a lot.
抱怨食物不好啦。
He complains about food.
旁边病床的病人太吵啦。
About the noisy neighbors.
自己的病况一直不好啊。
About his own condition.
这个实习医生大概是个蠢蛋啦。
He complained that the intern is stupid.
那个护士又很懒惰啦。
The nurses are lazy.
那个主任医师眉头一皱就说，让我们来看看你的舌头啊。
And the chief physician said, "Let me check your tongue."
他说啊，你把舌头伸出来说啊。
The chief physician says, "Stick out your tongue and say ah."
他用舌也那个手电筒就照一照那个这个舌头。
And he checked the tongue with a torch.
他看了半天，他就说，哎呀，原来如此。
And he said, "I see."
然后他就转头过去跟这个实习医生说，你也来看看，你看到什么东西了。
And he turns to this intern and says, "Come and see. What can you?"
这个实习医生就很紧张，就在那边东看西看，看了半天。
And the intern looks carefully.
然后这个最后就红着脸就说，实在是看不出有什么毛病啊。
And he was very embarrassed to say, I can tell nothing.
那这个这个主任医生就板个脸就跟那个实习医生说。
And the chief physician stiff his face and says to the intern.
你在学校到底学了些什么东西？跟我来。
What did you learn at school? Come with me.
所以这个实习医生就跟着他这个走出了病房，然后。这个就很不好意思，就这个弱弱的问了一句。
When they come out of the room, the intern asks with very little confidence.
他说，舌头到底要看到什么东西啊？
He says, "What's wrong? What was wrong with his tongue?"
And 主任医师就说了。
And the chief physician answers,
其实也没什么。
He said nothing.
我只是觉得他很吵啊，叫他伸个舌头，他就不能讲话了。
I just feel he's noisy, so he cannot talk with the tongue stuck out.
我不知道上帝最近有没有叫你把舌头伸出来给他看一看啊。
Recently, has God asked you to stick out your tongue?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们在这个世上有许多需要学习的功课。
Father God, we have many lessons to learn in this life.
虽然我们已经蒙你的恩典。
Though we are all blessed with your grace.
但是我们愿意在每个主日聆听你话语的时候。
But every Sunday when we are listening to your word,
我们希望你的恩典借着你的话继续的来到我们的生命里面。
We hope your grace enter into our life with the word.
愿今天雅各所说的话也在我们的心里面成为我们未来行事为人的帮助。
Because today the word by James will stay in our hearts and will be our great help in our following life.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 好，我现在 make sure 一下啊，这个 work 哈。好，所以呢，我们可以看见这个在雅各书大家是不是可以看得见？还是有一点小哈。没关系，我们先稍微回顾一下，这个雅各书呢，在这个前面的时候，强调我们要有一种活的这个信心哈。
So let's make a brief review. In the former passages, James emphasized that we should have a live faith.
Oops. 那个 power off 了，那个，或者是说活出来的信心。
We should have a faith that we can live up to.
那你们知道，这个原来雅各是一个不信这个主，而且是实际上是讥笑主的人。
We know that James at first didn't believe in the Lord, and actually he was a mocker.
可是当他见到了那个复活的主之后，他却成了他的愿意成为他的仆人。
But when he saw the Jesus resurrected from death, he would rather be his servant.
最后，他和保罗一样，也都为主殉道。
And in the end, he became a martyr just like Paul.
所以保罗和雅各，他们都是这个用他们的死来活出他们的信。
So both Paul and James kind of witness their faith with their death.
所以我们挑了最后的一个 bulletin， 雅各就说，那个人的信心如果没有他的行为的话，那种的信心是死的。
And James pointed out that faith without action is actually dead.
虽然你把我的那个刚才那个弄暗了，还是要谢谢 Samantha， 因为他知道我看不见了。
Thank you, Samantha.
好，那么接下来我们要看的今天的内容的时候呢，我们知道前面两章讲到信心是重要的，而且信心要有行为与它来相配合。
So in the two former chapters, mainly the main purpose is to emphasize the importance of action, and faith should be always accompanied by action, and they should go side by side.
然后呢，今天我们要看的这一小段是在一个大的段落之中。
And also, the scripture we are looking at today is comes out of a big passage.
大概是从第三章的第一节到第四章的十二节这样子一个段落。
This includes the first verse of chapter 3 to chapter 4 verse 12.
这个段落呢是从在前面的第一章的第十二节和第四章的十一和十二节这个两个部分呢，把它包夹在一起。
So the beginning and the end of this passage kind of make a sandwich of this whole part.
Yeah, 在前面和最后面的地方都讲到这种不洁净言语的罪恶。
And it focuses on the impure words.
而这种不洁净言语的罪恶呢，其实和另外它是中间的另外一个主题是相关的。
And it is kind of interrelated to another topic.
是关乎在教会里面见到的争吵啦，或者是辩论啦，或者是批评。
It's about all kinds of discordance and conflicts and debates inside the church.
所以雅各就在这个中间这么一个段落，第三章的十三节到第四章的第十节呢，就谈到这样子的一个主题。
So between chapter 3 verse 13 and chapter 4, verse 10, it mainly focuses on the discordances within the church.
所以他看见这些不洁净的言语背后，其实是因为人心里面有嫉妒、有自私、也好争竞这些的罪所带出来的。
And James pointed out that it is the competitiveness, the pride, the arrogance that should be responsible for all these kind of sinful attitudes.
所以要解决这样子的问题呢，第三点他就说到，我们要能够在神面前降卑，在第四章的第四到第十节，他这样子提醒我们。
So in chapter 4, from verse 4 to 10, James reviewed that the solution to this is utter repentance and humility.
并且要接受从那个上头来的智慧。
And to receive the wisdom that comes down from heaven.
并且要能够有谦卑，并且结出那个和平的果子，这是在第三章的第十三到第十八节。
And to bear the fruit of humility and peace, this is in chapter 3 from 13 to 18.
接下来我们就要进到我们今天所要看的这一段的经文。
And now we will look at today's scripture.
我原来是希望能够涵盖第一节到第十八节。
Initially, I want to cover verse 1 through 18.
但是后来这个发现，如果讲到十八节会太长。
But for the sake of time, I would make it short.
所以我希望下一次还有机会能够讲一段关于那个两种智慧的这一段，能够有更多的一点的时间。
So next time I would like to focus more on the two kinds of wisdoms.
所以毫无疑问的，我们可以看见雅各在对基督徒的言语是非常的关注的。
We can see clearly that James pays special attention to the word of the Christians.
比方说在第一章的时候他就说到了。
For example, in chapter 1,
在第一章的第十九节他就鼓励他的读者在说话的时候要慢慢的说，像我这样。
And in James 1:19, encourages the believers to be slow to speak, just like I am.
这样第一章第二十六节，他就讲到说我们要勒住舌头。
And in James 1:26, he asks the believers to bridle the tongue.
在第二章的时候，他就讲到我们讲话的时候呢，不要这个偏心，好像这个奉承那些有钱有势的人，在第二章的第三节那个地方。
And in chapter 2 verse 3, James discourages favoritism inside the church, especially the favoritism toward the rich.
如果跳过今天我们讲的第三章进到第四章的话呢，你看到他告诉我们说我们不要做那种张狂话的人。
And in chapter 4, James
在第四章的第十六节的地方。
And in James 4:16, he discourages boasting and bragging.
就是不要夸口啊。
Do not boast.
那这个第六章里面，他讲到我们要借着祷告互相的来代求。
And in chapter 6, In chapter 5, James encourages Christians to pray for each other.
然后他同时也告诉我们在第五章说不要互相的埋怨。
And also do not complain about each other.
所以雅各非常看重一个基督徒在言语上的这样子的行为。
We can see that James has a great concern of the language of Christians.
你可以说这是他继续前面第一章、第二章所讲的，一个人的信心要有行为。
And we can see this as a development of his former argument that that faith should be always be accompanied with good deeds.
那么在更具体的来讲，那些行为当中，他特别指出言语操关于言语操练方面的重要性。
And among all the deeds, he especially pick out the matter of word.
那么这个他就开始第一章的，我们现在就要开始看第一节跟第二节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
这是今天的十二节里面的第一个小段。
And this is the first passage of the scripture.
讲到提醒弟兄姐妹，我们不要好为人师。
It urges us not to lecture other people.
不要常常喜欢做老师。
Don't presume to be teachers.
那么教师这个词，或者是说这样子的一个角色，在早期的教会生活里面扮演，它是一个扮演了非常重要的一个角色的。
But actually, teachers play a vital role in the life of early church.
那保罗将他们和使徒、先知并列，把它看为是教会中教会三种这个重要的最可以说是最重要的侍奉。
And Paul puts it along with apostles and prophets as one of the three most important offices inside the church.
最起码在哥林多这个前书十二章，他就有这样子的说法。
For example, in First Corinthians chapter 12:28,
他说在前半段他就说，神在教会中所设立的，由第一是使徒，第二是先知。第三是教师。
First Corinthians 12:28, and in the church God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and workers.
这个然后呢，这个早期，所以教师在早期的教会初代教会是扮演一个非常重要的角色。
So we can see that teachers play a significant role in early church life.
他的那个角色呢，跟这个当时犹太人被称为拉比的人相当。
It's kind of equivalent to the status of rabbi in the Jewish community.
上帝托付这样子的人，给他们一个特别的重要的责任。
And they are appointed with great responsibilities by God.
就是要他们能够来传讲那个基督的真理。
It is to proclaim the truth of the Lord.
因此呢，这个教师他自然就带有某一种在教会当中就带有了某一种的权威和这个声望。
So naturally, these teachers are usually naturally they own authority and reputation.
特别在早期教会里面能够非常这个熟悉这个。书写文字能够阅读的人是比较少数的。
Especially at that time, only a minority are literate.
你其实中国人应该很了解这样子的情形。读书识字在早期的时候也变成了一种人能够在社会地位里面往上晋升的一个方式。
Actually, in all countries, literacy is a great tool to raise your social status.
如果你原来在社会的低层，你如果借着读书成为拉比，成为教师的话，你在社会的地位上面就抬高了。
If you initially belong to a lower class, you can raise your status by learning to read and write.
所以在这种的社会的状况里面，包括基督徒在内，如果这些信徒他们会带着一种错误的理由去想要担任一个教师的话，这并不是一件令人太吃惊的事情。
For that reason, it is not very surprising that many Christians may want to presume to become teachers for the wrong reason, though.
所以我们在教会啊，当时教会里面，我们看见有一些好的榜样，也有一些不好的榜样。
So we can see both good and bad examples in the church life.
在第一世纪当中
，especially in the first century.
啊，保罗他是一个这个忠心教导真理的好榜样。
Apostle Paul is an excellent example.
他知道上帝给他这样子宣讲福音真理的这个责任是何等的大。
He's very clear about his great responsibilities.
所以当他有一次要这个跟这个以弗所教会的长老话别的时候
，So when he said goodbye to the elders from the church of Ephesus,
他心中暗想他将来可能不会再见到他们了。
He was probably aware that he would see them no more.
他跟这些长老们，跟以弗所教会的长老们这样子说的。
So he said these words to the Ephesian elders.
他说：“我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。”
He said, "Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men."
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳，不传给你们。
For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God.
上帝的所拣选的这些的所谓的教师，传扬福音真理的这些人。
So these teachers chosen by God to proclaim the truth of the gospel.
他们身上背负一个极大的责任。
They carry great responsibility.
因为他们所传讲福音的内容关乎到别人的生与死。
Because what they say is a matter of life and death.
所以他必须忠心的把福音那个全备的福音讲解完全。
So they must faithfully preach a complete gospel.
但是有时候有一些人啊，这个传讲福音或者是传讲上帝的这个律法真理的时候。
But many people when they preach the gospel,
却存有不一样的这样子的心。
They might have a different motivation.
耶稣曾经指着那些不诚心和贪婪的文士说。
For example, Jesus once talked about these teachers.
他们喜欢在公众的场所常常做长长的这个祷告。
They tend to make long, lengthy prayers in public places.
耶稣就说这些人要受更重的刑罚。
And Jesus said, such men will be punished most severely.
作为一个教师，他将自己放在更重的这个审判的这个危险当中。
Teachers put themselves under more strict judgment.
这是因为他侍奉的这个主要的工具是他身体里面最难控制的一个东西。
Because the main tool they utilize in ministry is a body part that is most difficult to tame,
就是舌头
which is their tongue.
在教会当中，我们弟兄姐妹常常在不同的时候需要扮演教导的角色。
In our church, our brothers and sisters often play the role of teachers.
特别我参与在这个学生团契当中。我们当中有相对来说许多年轻的同工
，especially in our campus ministry, we have many young workers.
他们往往也需要担任分享和教导的角色，应该说你们中间你们。
So many of you, play the role of sharing and teaching.
一方面我们试着安排这种循序渐进的方式，让他们在基督徒小组当中分享啦，带查经。
On the one hand, we follow a progressive method. We first let them lead a group, lead a Bible study.
然后在这个全团契当中分享信息。
And only later they will preach in front of the whole fellowship.
后来有些人在这个跨教会的营会单当中担任这个专题的讲员。
But many of them even lead a workshop in retreats of multiple churches.
我希望你们要记得。
I hope you're keeping this in mind.
你们呢，其实跟我站在这里讲到一样。
You're equally preaching like what I'm doing here right now.
是所谓的蜀中无大将廖化做先锋。
So when we are short of human resources, usually an ordinary man must serve as a pioneer.
所以我们要记得，我们因为在蛇格外在神格外的恩典当中，我们可以做这样子的事情。
We know we should be aware that it is in God's extraordinary grace that we're doing these things.
所以我们行事为人说话传讲上帝信息的时候也要格外的小心。
So when we are sharing the gospel, we should be extraordinarily cautious.
因此我在这时候要提出一连串的问题，让我们有一些反省的机会。
So I'm going to raise a group of questions to let us do some self-examination together.
因为大家要仔细听啊。
Listen carefully.
因为讲完之后呢，我希望你即使不是当老师的，你也能够提几点建议给大家。
So after this, I hope even you are not a teacher, you can share some advices.
好，这些提醒其实大家都应该知道的。
So you should have known this.
好，你要问自己。
You should ask yourself.
如果我在教会里面呢，这个没有人找我担任分享教导的工作，我会不会觉得很失望或者很失落？
Will I be disappointed or upset if nobody finds me to play the role of teaching?
我的个性是不是喜欢讲一些语不惊人死不休的话？
Do I tend to make an exceptionally striking remark to impress others?
我们一心想要讲一些别人所没听过的。
Do we always try to find an astonishing statement?
我们是不是常常喜欢指出别人的问题的人？
Do we always like to pick on other people?
在我们所教导的对象，
our audience,
我们能不能在我们的默想里面想到这些人，而且对他们属灵的光景能够有一定程度的了解呢？
So in our meditation, can we think of our potential audience and also imagine their spiritual status quo?
我们的讲话是有对象的吗？
When we prepare to teach, do we imagine a potential audience?
我们的教导的内容对我们来讲是不是非常重要？
How important is the content of our teaching?To ourselves.
我能够具体的指出我在学习这个真理，我还在学习这个真理的过程当中吗？我是不是还在继续的做一个学习真理的人？
Am I continuously studying in the process of preparation?
而在这样子学习的过程当中，我是依循着什么样的一个途径呢？
So what kind of path do I follow?
我是不是每次只是到 Google 里面 Google 一下那个接下来要讲的内容？
So do I always Google search my preaching?
我自己在我所传讲的信息当中，我的实践离我的教导又有多远呢？
So how my real life fails to be consistent with my teaching.
我们的传讲是不是好像一个秃子在卖生发水呢？
Is it kind of a bald head is selling hair tonic?
有人好像听不懂啊。
Some of you didn't understand.
需不需要再讲一次？
Want me to say it again?
就好像这个我教人家游泳的基本上意思是一样的。
Just like If I teach you swim, same case.
那这些的我刚才说要大家提点这个关于这个教导的，你还有些什么可以你觉得你愿意在这时候提出来给大家一些提醒有没有？关于教导的内容。
What other reminders would you like to say? about teaching. Let's look at the following part.
这里面经常分成两个段落，从第三节的到第五节前半段。
From verse 3 to the first half of verse 5.
他讲到这个人的这个舌头虽然小，但是他的却有一个跟他大小比例不成比例的影响力。
We know that although tongue is a very small body part, it has has a great power that is the disproportionate.
在第五章的前半段到第后面五章的后半段到这个第八节的地方，它主要是在讲那个舌头负面的这个功能。
And in the from the second half of verse 5 through verse 8 is mainly talking about the negative effect of tongue.
所以前半段这些例子它讲的这些的内容其实内容说起来其实是很简单的。
So the first part has a very simple idea.
都是借着小的东西可以操纵大的东西。
It means it gives examples of controlling a big object with small things.
比方说脚环可以控制马舵，可以控制船。
For example, bits can control a horse and you can steer a ship by turning the rudder.
雅各就说我们的人就好，人的舌头就好像那样子的东西，可以控制我们的全身。
In the same way, tongue can control our whole body.
或者是说可以控制我们人生的方向。
It can even determine the direction of our life.
所以我们简单的来说，这一段是说舌头可以决定一个人人生的方向，好像脚环它可以控制马，好像船舵可以控制船。
So let's say the tongue can determine your life just like the bits can control the horse and the rudder can steer the ship.
所以我想我们弟兄姐妹都知道言语有很多正面的功能。
We all know that words have many active effects.
我想我们当中很多弟兄姐妹在鼓励人在安慰人的事情上面这个反映出了他们在言语上有很好的操练。
Many of our brothers and sisters show their good training in language when they comfort or encourage others.
我们等一下如果介绍新朋友之后呢，你有机会去跟他说说一个欢迎你来啊，这也是很好的这个操练。
So after this service, when we introduce the newcomers, you can just simply go there and greet them.
但是我希望讲一个例子作为各种可能好的方面的一个例子。
I would just give you one of these examples.
我希望你们能够学会用这个正面的方式来分享自己的负担。
I hope you can share positively your own vision.
对不起，负担这里主要讲的是神给你在上帝的国度里面的一个意象或者是呼召。
I'm mainly talking about God'sCalling inside his kingdom.
我八几年的时候是在West Hartford 参加那里的聚会。
So that in the 1980s, I went to the church of West Hartford.
在有一次礼拜五晚上，在团契的时间，那时候我们聚会的时候是各种语言在一起。
So in one of the Friday evening fellowships, there are different kinds of groups.
很多不同语言，所以我就去参加了这个英文组的那个小组。
And one time I went to the English fellowship.
那分享的时候呢，我就讲到，我对这个校园这个施工，对年轻人施工很有负担啊。
And at the time, I just share that I feel this calling to do campus ministry.
那有一位这个香港来的弟兄，我到现在还记得他的名字叫做 Patrick 啊。
And I remember that this brother from Hong Kong, whose name is Patrick.
他正好听见，他就介绍我去说，那里有一个小组，也许很合适你。我就跟 Daisy 就去参加那个小组。
And he happened to hear what I said, and he encouraged me to participate in a corresponding group.
那是一个暑假刚开始没有多久的时间。
It was the beginning of the summer break.
不多久，原来带领这个小组的一对夫妇。
And the couple that had been leading that group.
他们就 问我们，告诉我们说他们接暑假过后啊，要准备去念神学了。
They told us that they were going to go to the seminary right after that summer break.
刚好他们要去念神学，也刚好我们就参加了那个 group.
And at that exact moment, we joined that group.
神就开了一条路，让我们后来几十年的时间都能够有机会参与在校园和年轻人的工作当中。
That was how God opened up a road for us to participate in the following decades in campus ministry.
我们不经意所分享的一件事情。
It is something that we might randomly share.
但是它却能够决定了我们人生未来几十年的方向。
But it can determine the direction of our life in the following decades.
是的，舌头能够决定一个人人生的方向，好像嚼环控制马，环舵能够控制船。
It's just like the bits can control the horses and the rudders turn the ships.
接下来我们要看这个有一些负舌头有一些负面的这些的功能。
And we can see that the tongue has some destructive powers.
保罗雅各在这个在后面这个第五章的后半段里面，这个开始讨论这个关于这个这个舌头可能做的坏事情。
And from the second half of verse 5, James begins to talk about the bad things that the tongue can do.
那么其实呢，这个这些的内容其实大家也应该都明白。
I'm sure you all understand what he's talking about.
但是我看了这一段里面，对我印象最深刻的一段是在第六节的地方。
But what impresses me the most is verse 6.
我们一起来念这个第六节的这个后半段。
Let's all read together the second half of verse 6.
好，我们第六节一起念好了，我们就念第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
请跟我一起来念，请。
舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
那么在这个地方所讲的后半段，如果你要试着用比较浅显的白话的方式来讲的话，它的意思是这样子的。
So to put simple the second half of this verse,
他说舌头有这样子的破坏力。
Tongue has so much destructive power,
可以好像是地狱的火。
That it can be like the fire by hell,
烧过一个人一生所走的路径。
And burn through the whole course of one's life.
所以我们在这个过程当中，我们要非常的小心我们自己的话。
So we should be very, very careful with our words.
不要让自己的话好像走过的路径都被我们烧过一样。
And don't let our life course be burnt with our words.
所以下面我就是有一些简单的这样子的提醒。
So I also have a series of reminders.
我想不是我们不知道，我想大家都了解，只不过我们需要再一次的来思想一下。
I'm sure you already knew that, but let's reflect, do this reflection together.
对于教会里面的这些担任带领的同工，担任教导的同工，我们务必要记得。
For the leaders and teachers inside the church, please keep in mind.
我们之所以能够有这样子的一个神给我们特别的权柄，
we receive this this power from God.
目的是要我们单单的来造就圣徒。
For the purpose, for the pure purpose of making disciples.
所以我们不能借着我们的教导来作为我们贪财和辖制信徒的工具。
So it is not a way to get rich or to control other people.
第二
，second，
不要用我就是心直口快来为自己辩护。
And don't defend yourself by saying I'm just frank and outspoken.
即使你是如此，要说也让别人来替你说。
Even if you are frank and outspoken, don't say it yourself. Let others describe you this way.
更糟糕的，要特别避免的。
And even worse,
就是你讲完自己是心直口快以后，你还要补一句说，我就是不喜欢虚伪。
Do not add that I just hate hypocrisy.
第三，不要在言语上偏心。
And thirdly, don't show favoritism in your words.
包括我们刚才前面雅各告诉我们，不要对这个不要趋炎附势，是不是？有没有说对啊？
Don't be snobbish.
在这个地方，我特别提醒是不要在言语上偏向基督徒。
Especially do not side with Christians in your words.
在我们活在这个世界上的时候，教会有时候需要处理很多的问题。
And in this life, we have to deal many issues inside the church.
教会需要有这样子的 credibility.
The church should show such credibility.
当遇见事情的双方有一方是基督徒，一方不是基督徒的时候。
When an issue involves a Christian and a non-Christian,
我们不能因为有一方是基督徒，因此我们就偏向那一方。
We cannot favor that Christian just because he's just a believer like you.
其次，不要开别人玩这个短处的这个玩笑。要开玩笑呢，唯一的可能的，唯一的可这 permissible 的。就是只能够开自己的玩笑。
And don't joke about others' shortcomings. If you want to make a joke, make it about yourself.
这个最近呢，我这个开玩笑的时候，常常拿这个 Naveen 来开玩笑啊。
In the last few days, I made a lot of jokes about Naveen.
所以我需要好好反省一下。
I need to repent.
要多请他吃个饭这个消消他的气啊。
I should ask him to lunch to soothe him.
接下来我们也要不要用言语将别人逼进死角。
Next, do not corner others with your words.
和这个有关的就是所谓的多数言语的暴力的问题。
So it's about the violence of the speech of the majority.
有时候在一群人当中，我们很多人有相同 的看法。
So sometimes you may share a common view with many people.
当我们在讲的时候，我们要注意到我们会不会因为我们一大群人都有同样的看法，以至于产生了一个结果，我们当中有一些少数人他本来有不同的看法却讲不出口。
So we should be careful that we should not suppress the will to express of the minority.
还有莫聊要说不要炫耀。
And do not boast.
我这个其实要讲的是这样子。
What I want to tell you this.
比方说如果今天问你说哎呀你今天准备怎么领诗怎么带小组讨论啊。
If I ask you how are you going to lead today's worship or group discussion.
你说我要这样子带，我要这样子领啊，这都没有关系。
So I'll do this way or that way. It doesn't matter.
但是呢，千万不要补上这么一句话。
But don't add something like this.
说，哎呀，我上次这样子做，大家都觉得很好哎。
The last time I did this, the response was great.
大家都很喜欢都很有得着啊。
Everyone benefited from me.
其实呢，我本来问你，只是要告诉你上次什么地方你可以改进啊。
But I was actually trying to make some advices to for improvements when I ask you this.
我怎么接下去呢？
When you say so, I cannot proceed.
所以我们的言语有时候是非常要做得好，其实是非常困难。
So actually, it is very, very hard to keep your words pure.
还有很多我们可以学习的地方。
Also, there are many, many things that we need to learn.
我举一些，但是我想大家是可以举一反三的。
But I'm sure from one instance, you can draw inferences about other cases.
好，我们啊快快的说九节到第十啊十二节。
And we'll go through quickly verse 9 to 12.
啊，我们就做一个总结，这样子说。
So let's conclude it this way.
雅各的警告在这里面是很简单、很明显的。
So James has a very simple message.
啊，心中的善，你心中有善就结出善果吗？心中恶就啊结出恶果来啦。归根究底，这个言语的问题啊，其实是生命的问题。
So the goodness in your heart might overflow as good deeds, and the evil in your heart can overflow as evil in your deeds. So it's a matter of life.
怎么去如何说话，说话的艺术，或者是商业谈判必胜术，那都不是讲话的关键。
So it is not essential to read about the skills of business negotiation of the art of speaking.
我们需要的是一颗像神的心，有那样子的新生命来讨神的喜悦。
The only way to do this is to acquire a godly heart that is pleasing to the Lord.
只有我们怕神的时候，我们才有可能怕我们讲话得罪人。
Only when we fear God that we will fear to hurt other people.
才能结出言语的善果。
And only this way we can bear the good fruit of word.
我有一个具体的建议，希望弟兄姐妹都有机会参加门徒训练。
So I would encourage all of you to go through the discipleship training.
接受在言语和心智上的操练。
To receive the training on your word and on your mind.
好，感谢神，我们当中很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹呢，我说的是实际生理年龄的年轻的这些弟兄姐妹。
Thank God there are many young brothers, sisters, I'm talking about the biological age.
他们都参与在这些信徒的这个门徒训练当中。我相信神也借着这些门徒训练可以调整他们向神的心，而且在言语上能够有一些操练和提醒。
Many of these young brothers, sisters participate in the discipleship, and in this way, their hearts are adjusted towards God so thatand also in this way, their language are trained.
但是我要借这个机会特别要转向我们当中这些比较年长的弟兄姐妹。
But I'd also like to encourage the senior brothers and sisters.
我讲的是实际生理的年龄。
Also, I'm talking about biological age.
如果你是初信主的话，我觉得你也应该要参与在门训当中。
If you are a new convert, I also encourage you to participate in discipleship.
我如果下面讲的这个不太得体，希望你们不要介意。
If I say this wrong, I hope you would not mind.
如果我们比较年长，像我一样的时候
，If at a later age,
我们可能已经在信主之前培养起了很多根深蒂固的言语的习性。
And before You came to Christ, you have already formed very stubborn habits on your words and deeds.
有些习性可能很好。
Some are good habits.
但是有些习性可能和上帝的心意是相违背的。
But some of them are against the purpose of God.
如果这些言行和上帝的希对我们的生命希望有所不一样的时候
If they go against God's purpose for us,
我们会比年轻人更难改变。
We might find it harder to be transformed than young believers.
比年轻人更需要来参与在这个门训当中。
Therefore, senior brothers and sisters might have greater needs for discipleship.
我们现在试着停在这个地方。
So let us pause here.
希望我们接下来有机会能够看到后面那个两种的智慧，让你知道怎么样借着这些的智慧能够更多的来帮助我们在言语上能够有一些调整。
And in the future, we will focus more on the two kinds of wisdom so that we can see how exactly we can adjust our language.
但是我现在就是只是借着这个耶稣基督所讲的一些话来提醒我们。
So I like to remind you with the words of Jesus himself.
这言语的操练在基督的生命当中是极为重要。
It shows the importance of word in the life of Christian.
它牵涉到天国真理的宣讲。
It has to do with the proclamation of the truth of the heavenly kingdom.
牵涉到天国子民互爱生活的实践。
It's about the practice of love in the church life.
耶稣在世传道的时候也多方论到这个言语的重要性。
During the ministry of Jesus, he pointed out in various ways the importance of words.
所以比方说他讲到有一些人不明白真理却喜欢当老师的说他们是瞎子领瞎子。
For example, he said some false teachers just like a blind mind that leads a blind man.
所以他也告诉我们，我们喜欢说人闲话的，到末世的时候，上帝耶稣基督要审判我们。
He also told us that for those who like to gossip, in the final judgment, every careless word they have spoken, will be given account.
我们要注意我们的内心，因为我们的内心有污秽的东西，我们的言语就有污秽的言语。
And we should be careful to keep our heart clean because the uncleanness comes out of our heart.
我们在说话的时候也要常常记得我们所做的评论不要宽以律己严以待人。
And also we should not show double standard when we comment on something. We should not be tolerant with ourselves while we are more strict with others.
最后要提醒大家我们不要只是在嘴巴上跟随着主。
And also we should not only follow the Lord in our rhetorics.
他在这里说你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不遵行我的话。
Jesus said this, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
今天主也借着雅各的话问我们说。
And today through the word by James,
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不遵循我的话去行呢？
He's asking us, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们在这个世界里面现代有许多的信息充满在我们的生活当中。
Father God, we are filled with all kinds of message, information.
我们很容易的能够表述我们自己的意见。
We are very quick to speak.
透过有声的语言和无声的文字。
Through our writing or oral language.
我们对这个世界有一个看法，对别人有一个看法。
We hold a view for the world or for others.
但是我们更愿在这个时候有机会能够聆听你向我们所说的话。
But this time we would like to listen to your word.
借着你向我们心里所说的话，还有借着你圣经里面的启示。
By your word that you speak to us in the Bible.
能够让我们愿意被你来改变，我们的生命能被你修剪。
We want ourselves to beto be aligned, to be transformed by you.
在言语的事情上面，我们能够更合乎你的心意。
Especially on the matter of words, we will be more pleasing to your heart.
我们的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pleading the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.